This is coming from veteranstoday.com, article from 2020, 10/27/2020, to be exact. Blockbuster report, Trump settlements for 10 child rapes, half boys, bankruptcies, just department cover-up. So, look, if you actually believe that these charges against Donald Trump are serious, I'll say it that way. Because one thing I don't say a whole lot is there is two factions, maybe more, but we know for sure two factions who are fighting for control over the people of this country. And they do dirty tricks to each other. They do dirty things, except one thing they're not going to do is actually charge each other with serious crimes, crimes that could actually get any of them locked up. They'll throw these petty little accusations around. They might even charge each other, but at the end of the day, unless they're being charged with their actual crimes, it's a bread and circus. That's all this is. They're actors. So, we're going to go through Blockbuster report, Trump settlements for 10 child rapes claiming a mental disorder, pedophilic disorder, F65-4, and that's in that psychiatric diagnostic manual. Trump's personal triumphs, his real personal accomplishments, and just the ones we know about, and these are just the children, young as 10. In other words, there's more. Let's see here. The list of Trump's child victims came with an interesting reference point that was apparently part of the documentation in the settlement cases. Now, if Trump didn't do these things, why would he have to settle? Trump was designated with a psychiatric disorder referenced in the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM-5. The reference disorder is pedophilic disorder F65-4. Alright. 2021 ICD-10 CM diagnosis code F65.4, pedophilia. So that's what this diagnostic code is. It's for pedophilia. And, or not that one, maybe, but this one. And, what can you say? Now, we have some people who want to treat pedophilia as a mental disorder. And we have others who want to declare it a sexual preference. Okay, 5 of the 6 alleged incidents took place at 2 of Trump's best-known properties, Trump Tower in New York City and Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The exception is incitement number 4, which is the most recent, 2012, and took place at, what is that, Albin Marley Estate, maybe? That's how you say it? And it's at Trump Winery. Donald and Eric Trump opened the facility as a bed and breakfast in May of 2015. And these are only the children we know about, all right? Or that's easily, how should I say this? These are the victims of Donald Trump that the information is publicly available. And I don't see how Alex Jones and Owen Schroeder and the rest of these fucking idol worshippers don't know this. But the number one, Michael Parker, he was 10 years old, oral rape at Mar-a-Lago in 1992. Trump paid his parents a $3 million settlement. Kelly Foyer, 12 years old, $1 million settlement paid in 1989. Allegations of forced intercourse at Trump Towers. Charles Bacon, 11 years old, $3 million allegations of oral and anal intercourse, 1994, Trump Towers. Rebecca Conway, and this is the one I knew about, this is the one that I saw the interview with Rebecca Conway. 13 years old, intercourse and oral sex, Trump Vineyard Estates, Charlottesville, Virginia. And this happened in 2012, $5 million settlement. Maria, 12 years old, her family was paid $16 million. To settle allegations of forcible intercourse occurring at Mar-a-Lago in 1993. $16 million. Kevin Knoll, 11 years old, anal rape, Trump Towers, 1988. Katie Johnson, 13 years old. Oh, maybe this is the girl, because she talked about being at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion when this took place. Katie Johnson, 13 years old, rape, Jeffrey Epstein's mansion. These payments were, let me rephrase that, six separate bankruptcies were the result of having to pay all these allegations. I mean, look at his daughter. I do believe this is Ivanka. But do you hear any of his supporters talking about this? How is it okay for Donald Trump to do a lot of the things that he's done, and not be prosecuted? TRAC, a non-partisan research institute at Syracuse University, has released a new report finding that federal prosecution of child sex trafficking cases has significantly declined since 2017, the year Trump took office. This doesn't mean incidents of child sex trafficking have gone down, quite the opposite, but does indicate fewer are being criminally tried at the federal level. Comparing case rates over the last three presidential administrations, researchers found the number of cases prosecuted was higher during the Obama years compared to the Trump administration. The percentage of child sex trafficking cases in which federal prosecutors decided to press criminal charges was also higher from 2009 to 2016 compared to the current or to the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors have discretion over whether to accept referrals for federal criminal charges. Again, if they actually had it out for Donald Trump, they would use that discretion to prosecute him for his many, many crimes against children. TRAC's findings poke holes in a key aspect of the QAnon conspiracy theory narrative, which claims Trump is battling Democrats complicit in a worldwide satanic pedophilia ring. Funny how Marjorie Taylor Greene made no mention of this the other night in her interview with Leslie Stahl. All right, in quotes here, Donald Trump paid roughly $30 million to settle child sex complaints brought against him since 1989, according to a D.C.-based investigative journalist. Wayne Manson, I think some of you are probably, if not most, are probably familiar with Wayne Manson. Now, according to a Wayne Manson report, in a January 14th or 15th post titled, "Why is Trump so afraid of Cohen's testimony?" This is an extract from that article. Let's see here. Donald Trump continues to lash out at his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen. And by the way, Michael Cohen is a dirty, rotten motherfucker. He is the epitome of swamp creature. Michael Cohen, as the February 7th public testimony by Cohen before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Representative Elijah Cummings. Cohen said he wants to give a full and credible account of the events that have transpired. While Cohen will avoid certain subjects still under investigation by the DOJ special counsel Robert Mueller, and keep in mind this is these are old articles, he may provide some insight into the types of embarrassing things he fixed for Trump before they ended up in scandalous court trials. And this may include Cohen assisting Trump in paying off victims of Trump's sexual assaults over the years. The cases go way beyond those widely reported in the mainstream press. They also go beyond cases that involve women and adults. They indicate Trump has a disturbing taste for children. In addition to Stephanie Clifford, who is Stormy Daniels, and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, Cohen reportedly helped settle a number of rape cases involving Trump. Wayne Manson received a list from a reputable Republican source of these settlement claims, all of which involve male and female minors. I already went over what's listed here. I don't get why. Well, I do get it. But what I don't get is why it's so hard to get people to understand exactly who these people are and what we're actually facing. It's not good. Both sides of the aisle are filled with pedophiles, with these freaks. Both sides. So, you know, keep voting for these fuckers. You're going to vote us all right into oblivion because you're too stupid. You have no business voting if you don't do your fucking due diligence. And this is one of the reasons why democracy is such a bad fucking idea. Let's see here. Let's see if this has any additional insights. So, he's been diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder, F65-4, and it is a pedophilic disorder. He has settled in cases, many of them, these are just the ones we know about, for $30 million. And this is the guy that you think is going to save you.
The people that were on Epstein Island, confirmed by multiple sources, Bill Clinton, George Mitchell, Alex Baldwin, Ralph Fiennes, George Hamilton, Kevin Spacey, Liz Hurley, Laura Hutton, Janice Dixon, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Joan Rivers, Courtney Love, Mick Jagger, Courtney Guest, Phil Collins, Simon Le Bon, Charlie Rose of PBS, Richard Branson, Candace Bushel, Tom Ford, Vera Wang, Nadia Byerlin, Coe Stark, and here's some more. Seth Green, James Gunn, Dan Schneider, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert, Kevin Spacey, Kathy Griffin, Oprah Winfrey, Sean Carter, Beyonce Knowles, Anthony Kiedis, John Legend, Christy Teigen, Jim Carrey, Steven Tyler, Ben Affleck, Stephen Collins, Will Ferrell, Eminem, Jeffrey Jones, Victor Salva, Mark Rector, Charlie Sheen, Tyler Grasham, Madonna, Katherine Hudson, Gwen Stefani, Stefani Grimalta, James Franco, Will Smith. Oh, has Will Smith been in the news lately? Justin Rowland, John Cusack, Anderson Cooper, Demi Moore, Brian Affleck, Meryl Streep, Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler, Michelle Wolf, Pharrell Williams, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Downey Jr. They are petrified of that list and what those films are getting out. They have all the videos of all those people out there.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to get ugly. They're in panic.
So are they going to release those videos? Or what are they doing with them?
I'm told that, well, it's looking like they're holding it back, that one person has control of that. But I'm told other people have them and are going to release them at the right time. So we shall see.